T-minus 50 seconds. We're now transferring the shuttle's internal electricity. Endeavour is now being powered by its three onboard fuel cells. We're coming up on auto-sequence start. T-minus 31 seconds and counting. Endeavour's five main onboard computers now have primary control of all the spacecraft's critical functions, including control of the countdown from here on out.
20.
T-minus 16 seconds, the sound suppression water system has been activated. We're T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, we have to go for radio to start, 2, 1, booster ignition, and liftoff of Shuttle Endeavour with NASA's final space station crew compartment that brings a bay window view to our celestial backyard.
Houston Endeavour, roll program.
Roger, roll Endeavour.
This is Mission Control Houston. Endeavour's roll maneuver is complete. It is now in a heads-down position on track for its flight to the International Space Station. 28 seconds into the flight, Endeavour flying at 1,100 miles per hour, 1.3 miles in altitude, and 7 miles downrange from the Kennedy Space Center, according to onboard computers. Endeavour's engines are throttling down as the orbiter passes through the area of maximum pressure on the vehicle.
Endeavour, go at throttle up.
Endeavour copies, go at throttle up.
The three main engines on board are throttling back up, now 1 minute 10 seconds in the flight. Endeavour flying at 1,800 miles per hour, 10 miles in altitude, 11.5 miles downrange. At liftoff, the fully fueled shuttle boosters and external tank weighed 4.5 million pounds. The total thrust at launch was 6,425,000 pounds. All systems continue to function well. Three good main engines, three good power generating fuel cells, and three good auxiliary power units for the hydraulic system. The next step will be the burnout and separation of the solid rocket boosters. Combined, the twin boosters provide 5.3 million pounds of thrust to propel the orbiter toward space. Endeavour performance is as expected thus far. 2 minutes 19 seconds into the flight, Endeavour flying at 3,700 miles per hour, 35 miles in altitude, and 49 miles downrange. The propulsion officer confirms that the orbital maneuvering system engines are firing, providing Endeavour with its extra boost to orbit.
Endeavour, two engines, Zaragoza.
Copy, two-engine Zaragoza.
Now 3 minutes and 4 seconds into the flight, that call indicating an Endeavour could reach Zaragoza in the event of a single-engine failure. However, all three main engines continue to operate well. Endeavour's computers showing it flying at 4,600 miles per hour, 50 miles in altitude, and 98 miles downrange.
Endeavour, negative return.
Copy, negative return.
4 minutes and 3 seconds into the flight, Endeavour is now flying too high and too fast to return to the Kennedy Space Center and the shuttle landing facility in the event of an engine failure. Endeavour is flying at 6,000 miles per hour, 63 miles in altitude, and 180 miles downrange. Endeavour continuing on track.
Endeavour, you are pressed to ATO.
Copy, pressed to ATO.
5 minutes and 18 seconds into the flight, that call indicating Endeavour can now reach a lower than planned but a safe orbit on two engines should one fail, but all three engines are still performing well, as are the auxiliary power units and fuel cells.
Endeavour, single engine, ops 3.
Endeavour, copy, single engine, ops 3.
5 minutes, 50 seconds into the flight, Endeavour could conduct a transatlantic abort landing on one engine should two fail at this point.
Endeavour, single engine, Zaragoza.
Copy, single engine, Zaragoza.
Endeavour could reach Zaragoza on one engine should two fail at this point.
Endeavour, you are pressed to MECO.
Copy, pressed to MECO.
6 minutes, 22 seconds into the flight, Endeavour can reach the planned orbit on two engines. All three engines continue to operate well.
Endeavour Houston, your shutdown plan is nominal. Go for the plus X, go for the pitch maneuver.
Nominal shutdown, go for the plus X, go for the pitch.
Endeavour flying at 12,000 miles per hour now.
Endeavour, single engine press.
Copy, single engine press.
7 minutes, 8 seconds into the flight, Endeavour can reach its planned orbit on one engine should two fail, however, all three still performing well. Endeavour is now at an altitude of 64 statute miles, 606 miles downrange. The three main engines are now throttling down to maintain structural limits on the orbiter as it passes or approaches loads near 3 times gravity. Seven minutes, 40 seconds into the flight. Eight minutes, 10 seconds into the flight, Endeavour continuing on track, all systems performing well. Booster officer confirms main engine cutoff.
Endeavour Houston, nominal MECO, ohms 1 not required.
Copy, nominal MECO, ohms 1 not required.
And the external tank has separated now. 9 minutes into the flight of the Space Shuttle Endeavour on STS-130, the crew will be preparing for handheld photography of that external tank with a Plex X maneuver of the orbiter to position Endeavour correctly. Mission specialists Bob Behnken and Kay Heyer are quickly getting ready to capture that imagery.